Members of the academic governance body at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry plan to hold a vote of no confidence against President Quentin Wheeler. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some faculty members have been raising issues about Wheeler's leadership for more than a year.
The resolution to hold a vote of no confidence says Wheeler has failed to fill vacant faculty positions while adding administrative positions. It says the president has failed at strategic planning and created a climate of fear and retaliation while losing the trust of faculty and staff. At an academic governance meeting, Wheeler defended his record of reducing the college's deficit and says a vote of no confidence will do damage to the college's reputation.
It only compounds the stresses and challenges we currently face and unnecessarily slows progress. And it has no particular outcome. A vote of no confidence does nothing to permanently close the budget gap, to strengthen our partnerships, to attract new sources of revenue.
Ben Taylor, president of the Undergraduate Student Association, says they are generally satisfied with how President Wheeler handles student concerns.
We are losing sight of the destination here, which is teaching, research, learning, educating, and moving forward as an institution.
Ruth Yanai, a professor in the Department of Forest and Natural Resources Management, says after a year of some of the faculty being dissatisfied, the vote is necessary to move forward.
So there's many people whom I respect. I don't know how they intend to vote. It's come to this point that we have to have a vote.
Yanai says even if they vote for no confidence, it will not be binding. Wheeler reports to the Board of Trustees, who have expressed confidence in him. The no-confidence vote will be conducted by electronic secret ballot in 2 weeks. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.